Hello, and a warm welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. It really is a warm welcome today, with the temperatures soaring here in southern Spain. Thank heavens for aircon. Today I'm launching a 10-week feature of the music of the 1940s, dedicating one show to each year and progressing week by week. My opener is possibly one of the best known hits of 1940, Tuxedo Junction. American organist Eddie Osborne with Tuxedo Junction, recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Replica Records studio in Des Plaines, Illinois, in the 1950s. The organ was a combination of two instruments from the Strand Theatre, Madison, Wisconsin, and the Tiffin Theatre in Chicago. The film Broadway Melody of 1940 starred Fred Astaire and the stunning Eleanor Powell and featured five Cole Porter songs from the 1930s, including Begin the Begin, I've Got My Eyes on You, and this next selection, I Concentrate on You, which was actually copyrighted the previous year. Jim Riggs produced one of the best theatre pipe arrangements of this song in 1989, playing the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, California. Most stage shows, and indeed film musicals of the 30s and 40s, came and went. We only remember the big hits or those which have been revived. Two for the Show appears to have been one of those less fortunate stage musicals, but one song did live on to be a big hit for Les Paul and Mary Ford in 1953. Here's Barry Baker and the Willetts and the Wemeyer Residents in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1999 with How High the Moon. Jack Popplewell was a British author and playwright who had a number of his plays premiered in London's West End through the 50s until the 1970s. He also published over 40 songs, many of them in collaboration with Michael Carr. Popplewell's first song, If I Should Fall in Love Again, won the News Chronicle Song Contest of 1940, and another, My Girl's an Irish Girl, was recorded by Bing Crosby. The only theatre pipe recording I have of that first success is by Dudley Savage, taken from a longer medley played on the Compton Christie in the Town Hall of Portslade, East Sussex. Thank you. Composed in 1940 by Burton Lane and Frank Lesser, I Hear Music was featured in the film Dancing on a Dime, which appears to have been a fairly forgettable comedy drama starring Grace MacDonald, but apparently it did have some good song and dance routines. That track was taken from Clark Wilson's Swinging Down the Lane CD tribute to the music of Burton Lane, which was released in 2013. The organ was the Wurlitzer in Jack Harbin's residence in Great Falls, Virginia, which, incidentally, residence and organ are both up for sale. One of the great early war hits is also one of the most played on theatre pipes. It too came from a long-forgotten stage show, but in this case, it was the only song featured. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square was composed by Manning Sherwin, who was also responsible for Who's Taking You Home Tonight in 1939. Of the 38 versions that I have in my music library, this one by Ronald Curtis is rather charming. Curtis and one of his Comptons in the Paramount Organ Studios in Bolton, Lancashire. Apparently the organs are still there but are not in very good shape, having been played little since Ron's death in 1995. I'm a great fan of the music of British pianist and composer Billy Mayle, who wrote such novelties as Marigold and Bats in the Belfry. Australian artist John Gyashi recorded this lesser-known piece, Ladybird Lullaby, in 2000, showcasing the Wurlitzer hybrid instrument in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide, South Australia. Thank you. Ladybird Lullaby by Billy Mayall, published in 1940. One stage show that very much did survive the test of time was Pal Joey, which opened on Broadway on Christmas Day 1940. It starred Stanley Donen, June Havoc, Van Johnson and Gene Kelly, and was revived in 1952 with a different cast that included Elaine Stritch. As was quite the norm, the film version in 1957 had a different cast again, with Rita Hayworth and Frank Sinatra taking leading roles. The music was by Rodgers and Hart. Much of their score from the stage show was replaced by other songs, but one that did survive was I Could Write a Book. Deputy organist at the Radio City Music Hall in New York in 1972, that was John DeTroy Jr. in a recording made privately at the time. To take us to the close of today's show, here's a Vernon Duke hit from 1940, from a show called Cabin in the Sky, which in 1943 was made into a movie starring Eddie Rochester Anderson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Lena Horne and Ethel Waters. What a lineup! Having the DVD of the film, I wasn't impressed with the story, but the music was wonderful. This is former Paramount Music Palace Indianapolis resident organist Dwight Thomas playing that ex-Paramount Oakland Wurlitzer with Taking a Chance on Love. So that's all for today. I'm back next week, of course, with the second in this series of music from the 1940s, and I'll be spotlighting the year 1941. Until then, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes bidding you an organised farewell. Bye for now.